Hi, Berg.
Hey, what's going on, man? How are you? It's Dustin.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm doing pretty good. We both had a pretty good week out there on the field.
I know. I was actually at that one.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I went to it. It was
what?
It was crazy. It was a blast.
What was the weather like?
You know, it was we're definitely cooling down. So from where I am to the stadium is we're about an hour and 10 minutes away. So weather doesn't change. It was gloomy out. No rain, nothing. It was about 58 degrees. I mean, I was able to I was able to wear like a light coat and a t-shirt, and I was fine.
That's crazy, man. What I've never been to a game with that kind of excitement. I don't think really. That must have been like over the top.
Oh yeah, I mean, you could have got there. You could have got there at 6 a.m. or you could have got there at 2 p.m. and people were partying all over the place.
Dang.
Yeah, it was fun.
I think everybody in the league was rooting for you guys.
I know. You know, we finally got some good calls our way this time. But, you know, I was trying to get a hold of you last week. I mean, we were talking about it weeks coming up. You guys almost knocked them off, but it was a terrible loss.
Yeah, that was brutal. And, you know, I've done, like, a little deep dive. I've seen some people online, and they, like, analyzed that play. And on the left side, like, the guard or somebody was just got pancaked, and then they loaded two guys on him. They pancaked him, and then the other guy got through. And they showed it, like, earlier in that game for extra points and field goals. And even, like, pretty much every game this season, the same thing's been happening. The same guy keeps getting pancaked. It just hadn't bit us until now. So the Chiefs saw that as a weakness and exploited it. So good for them.
I know. Wow.
Because we were like at the 18 or something. I mean, it's like it's closer than an extra point or whatever.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, I thought you guys were going to be the one to do it, but I mean, you guys had a hell of a showdown.
I couldn't believe it when that happened. Jeez.
I know. But you guys just.
So yeah, for a team that was supposed to have like a soft rebuild going on or whatever for you guys. Geez, not a rebuild, but, you know, you lost some key people. And
oh, yeah.
It's like I don't think the expectations were as high for you guys this year as they've been years past, but wow.
Yeah, I know. I think they're going to start getting a little higher now, so hold the pressure's on. But, you know, same with you guys, though. I don't think anyone really expected.
No, we don't have that pressure because nobody thinks we're good. So we're, you know, in the polls, like, before the season, we were, like, ranked 30th, you know, 31st, some polls, like, out of 30. I think the only team that was worse than us was, like, Patriots or Carolina.
Yeah, for sure.
In the early, you know, before the season started rankings. But, you know, they also had, like, the Jets, like, ranked 4th or something or 5th.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard they fired Joe Douglas today.
Oh, from the Jets?
Yeah.
Yeah, something's got to change over there because if you look at it, I mean, your guys' backup, Zach Wilson, they showed the percentage of winning. They showed it with Zach Wilson, like his past couple of years on the Jets, and Aaron Rodgers' winning percentage. And Zach Wilson seems like he was the better guy. So there's definitely some. Yeah, it's
really?
Weird. It's weird. There's definitely more that goes into it than just the players because, I mean, granted, Aaron Rodgers is almost, you know, he's old for a quarterback. He's a young guy, but old for the league. But, I mean, there's a deeper dive into things with a roster that good. You know, I don't know what's happening over there.
I don't know. That owner's cuckoo. I mean, I don't want to get political, but he's a little cuckoo. And then he's also, you know, he just inherited the Johnson & Johnson fortune. So, I don't know.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, his Woody Johnson is his name. He's like the great grandson to the original Johnson & Johnson guy that founded the company. And he's like very politically active. I don't know. He seems kind of like a nut job a little bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. But it's good. It's exciting. At least we're in the mix. You know, we've been so bad for so long, man. God. Not having anything to hang your hat on for so long. And then, I don't know, you look at Russell, and now he's, like, undefeated over there. So, I don't know.
Yeah,
but it's good to finally have something happening in a positive direction.
For sure. Yeah, I just want to call and let you know that. And then, you know, it's just also touching base, seeing if, you know, you've been seeing a pickup in things over there since, you know, then holiday season.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. Nah, I mean, it'll start to pick up even more for the holiday. We're doing a lot wholesale. We do a lot of wholesale stuff.
Okay.
That's been really hot lately. The issue with that is that everybody wants to supply their stones because they got to, you know, nickel and dime every penny they can. So we don't get as many stone orders that way. Maybe some melee, but not centers. Certainly not centers. We make a lot of rings for a lot of companies, but they always supply the centers.
Yeah. Now, how do you guys when you do wholesale? Like, are you sending it to other jewelers or manufacturers?
No, we do everything here in house. Every single thing. So we make it. Like, I just did this necklace for this lady, this company. It's like 65 carats worth of diamonds, and it was all their centers. I mean, we supplied like maybe 2 carats of melee, but
yeah,
everything and yeah, so it's a little frustrating that, but just when we get orders through our store, we get to supply centers.
Yeah.
But the wholesale side is, yeah, doing pretty strong right now, I got to say.
Good. That's good.
Yeah. But you guys have pretty much a little of everything, so you're always on near, you know, the top of the list here for me to check stuff out.
Yeah. All right, good. Well, listen, once the center stones start coming in for you guys, let me know. I'm always here.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You guys have great service, too. You have good service, so I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, appreciate it. We try. Mm-hmm. Just
right.
Another day, another call, right?
Yeah, seriously. Okay.
But all right, I'll let you run. Call me if anything pops up, okay?
Thanks, man. Okay, appreciate you. Take care. All right,
thanks, Ernie.
Bye.